Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Aliyah and Mario with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an inner Brisbane high school has dramatically reduced its student suspension rate after recording one of the city's highest levels the year before. Fortitude Valley State Secondary College cut its suspension rate by more than 32 percentage points in 2025 after introducing stronger partnerships with parents and responding to community feedback, says Principal Chrissy Coogan. While most Brisbane State schools saw suspensions rates fall or remain steady, some recorded significant increases, including spikes of up to 19% from 2025. Dr. Matthew White, inclusion and attendance specialist from Australian Catholic University, says suspension rates are symptomatic of the school support systems and the student needs, rather than student behavior alone.
Also in local news, PhD candidate at Griffith University is studying the toxicology of bull sharks to assess how the species is affected by humans. Taryn Lee Perrier has taken blood from more than 200 sharks across rivers in southeast Queensland in a bid to study the health of both the sharks and the rivers they inhabit. This includes an assessment of toxins and heavy metals in the sharks, which are often caught and eaten by recreational fishers. Perrier emphasized the importance of creating such baselines for the sharks, stating that the bull sharks can be monitored over time to see how environmental changes affect them.
In national news, wellness and longevity clinics across the nation are now offering peptide therapy appointments where patients are able to get a prescription via telehealth. ABC Health reporter Rachel Carbonell was prescribed a stack of 4 unapproved peptides to target degeneration and aesthetics, with the assurance she has no pre-existing cancer risk. Endocrinologist Catherine Samaras warned that while the peptides have muscle-boosting effects, the biggest potential risk was stimulating or promoting cancer. Chief Executive of Australian Health Practitioner Regulation Agency Justin Untersteiner says, quote, some practitioners may be seeking to exploit the latest health trends by putting profits ahead of patients, end quote.
Also in national news, hundreds of people have gathered in Alice Springs on a planned Pine Gap protest against the joint Australian-US military facilities. The protesters, including Arunda traditional owners, are voicing concerns over the sacred site and ancestral lands on Pine Gap no longer being a public space for the last 60 years. Arunda elder Felicity Hayes says that she cannot visit the sacred grounds as it is within the facility's boundaries and constantly surveilled. Quote, we just want to ask to go there and look after the country, end quote. Organizer Natalie Farah said that most of the people that are gathering were driven by frustration, confusion, and grief.
In international news, following Keir Starmer's resignation last month, Andy Burnham is now set to become the United Kingdom's newest Prime Minister today, the 7 p.m. only in a decade. Burnham was supported by almost 380 MPs to be elected as Labour Party's leader on Friday, after a short contest in which he was the only candidate. Some opposition urged Burnham to call a general election to guarantee his mandate for the premiership. Experts said the new prime minister will have to deal with a barely grown economy, challenging geopolitical situation, and decreasing Labour's popularity.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and windy with an expected shower or two. It's a whole medium meal, folks. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.